I always learned that, you know, we could be efficient on a job, we can do it safely, we can make money, but nobody ever taught us how to use money as a tool. And, for sure. You know, even in the military, we could do these operations with precision and such great efficiency. We're making money. My God, we know how to spend it, right? But we don't know how to put it to work. So what I really wanted to do is get to the basics, if you will, and just teach, here's how money can work for you as a tool. Being in this business and writing the book, I felt like I was really helping a lot of my clients, but I looked at all the people that are out there that really just have no idea. And that's why I wrote my book and want to be part of the solution and not the problem.
I think it's very unfortunate, right, that we are taught in school so many helpful things, and then we go on and we do careers and we're taught to work hard and, you know, to do things at a high level, but then we aren't given any tools with money. It's so important to, you know, have a clear understanding of that. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline, or Jax Kreider. And today we have Ron on with us. Ron has a very unique, interesting background. He's done some stuff in the military. I think he's been a welder, if I remember correctly. And then he has also been in the financial space. He wrote a book, kind of more like me. We were looking to really help people kind of have a clear understanding of where they're at in some certain spaces. So welcome, Ron. Tell us a little bit about you, about who you are, what you do, and why you're excited to be on the show today.
Well, first and foremost, Jax, thank you for having me. I really, I'm looking forward to this. You know, as a pipe fitter welder, because that's what I did, and I'm third generation, so I always learned that, you know, we could be efficient on a job, we can do it safely, we can make money, but nobody ever taught us how to use money as a tool. And, for sure. You know, even in the military, you know, we could do these operations with precision and such great efficiency, and we're making money. My God, we know how to spend it. Right. But we don't know how to put it to work. We know how to go to work, but the people that are making money, at least the working class American, everybody that I've ran into really has what I call a deficiency in financial literacy. So what I really wanted to do is get to the basics, if you will, and just teach, here's how money can work for you as a tool. So being in this business and writing the book, I felt like I was really helping a lot of my clients, but I looked at all the people that are out there that really just have no idea. And that's why I wrote my book and want to be part of the solution and not the problem.
I totally agree with you. I think it's very unfortunate, right, that we are taught in school so many helpful things, and then we go on and we do careers and we're taught to work hard and, you know, to do things at a high level, but then we aren't given any tools with money. And it is actually one of the reasons I created the podcast, is that, first of all, I feel very passionately that financial mastery looks different for every single person, right? Your version of what mastery is and like where you want to reach at a financial level is very different than probably what mine is. It is very different than even my own husband's probably is, right? And so it's so important to, you know, have a clear understanding of that. But then also, how does it even work, right? Like, how do we use some of these tools to our advantage? I think so often different money tools, different money aspects are kind of vilified. They are, you know, people are like, oh, this is, you know, a horrible product, or don't use it this way. When the truth is that every product, every kind of tool, it was created for a reason, but no different than you wouldn't work on your car and probably use, you know, a water hose to, like, you know, get in there and fix some things. Or, you know, maybe we wouldn't use a wrench if we were trying to clip our fingernails. You know, we need to figure out, okay, what is the tool? How does it work? Does it fit my unique scenario? And, you know, whatever. But there are so many different people where that's not the case, right? And I firmly believe that a lot of times the reason they're not asking questions or seeking out some of the literacy piece that they need and they want is due to shame and guilt. And they feel like, oh my gosh, I should have all this figured out, and they don't.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, and you're bringing up a really good point, and it's, they just don't know what they don't know, Jax, right? Correct. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And I fell into that too. I mean, I can remember when I was pipe fitting, you know, I was everything from an apprentice all the way up to a project superintendent. You know, I was making good money and I'm working, you know, 10, 12 hours a day, 6, 7 days a week, making good money. But it's kind of funny, when I'm making money, I didn't have the time. And then when I was laid off because the project was built, I had all kinds of time, but I didn't have the money. And because I didn't know how to put it to work. So there was not a real good balance, as I would like to say.
For sure.
And then that's where my dad actually taught me something that I trademarked. My dad taught me, and you brought it up about the tools. So I really got to touch base on this. But my dad said on my first leadership job, on my first foreman, he was my general foreman, he said, if you give a person time, they can do any job in the world. But time is an acronym. It stands for tools, information, material, and equipment. And if you're missing any one of those four elements, it's going to be impossible to do the job. And so then I ended up adding an R, because time is real. That clock only goes one way. And it seems the older we get, the faster it wants to roll, right? Even though it's the same pace as when we were a kid, it just seems as we're older, it's just faster. So I trademarked our time. And this is what I want people to have, the tools, because we all have education, we all have information, we all have money, because that's the material. And the equipment, to me, is our computers, our telephones. The internet is where we can get a lot of information. Even this podcast is a great place for information. But the tools are, what is our level of education, and are we working with those experts? And I know you and I talked a little bit about that, but being able to understand how to work with the professionals that are going to give us the best cost and value, right? That proposition, I think, is huge.
For sure. Well, and you touched on awareness. I think that is so important. I think as we come into a space, right, where we haven't, I mean, yes, we've had some financial kind of turmoil in the markets and things like that, but we really haven't been in any major wars for quite some time, right? We haven't had any of these significant, huge turmoil things like when we had the Great Depression, like things that are really allowing us to take our focus off. And so now we're reaching this pinnacle where we have more information than we've ever had in any time in history. We have more access to it than we've ever had. And the price, the cost of getting the information is very reasonable. Right? It's cheap, truthfully, right? In comparison. And so now is the time where we should be bringing ourselves to awareness. We should be doing that. We should be doing some of these things you're suggesting, because we actually have the availability. These things have sort of been lost to some of our ancestors because of some barriers, right? Some boundaries that have been in place. But these boundaries have been now stripped out. They don't exist. And so in my mind, there's no real excuse to not take ownership and make some decisions. And this doesn't mean you have to have all the answers. What it means is that you are seeking, right? You are looking to expand yourself. You're looking to learn, right? What you don't know, making yourself aware of what you don't know, right? Like, okay, so I'm not the expert at money at all or whatever. So what does that look like? How does it work? How can I make it work for me, right? What are the tools that I need? Who are the experts I need in my corner? Like, you know, asking all of these questions so that you can kind of figure out and determine what it is that resonates and fits with you and your lifestyle and what you're looking for.
Sure. And one of the things that we do have to keep in mind too, Jax, is, you know, a working class American, we only have so much time in a day, right? I mean, if we got to be on a job for 8 hours and then we've got kids and we've got a spouse, and if we're involved with, you know, anything extracurricular, whether it be with our kids or even ourselves, our time is so limited. And now we've really got to rely on, and I love that you brought this up, because you're exactly right. The barriers for my grandfather and even my father are no longer there because of the access to information that we have. So what we have to also realize is each of us are individuals. So all the information that's out there, unless we happen to hit on something that really applies specifically to us in our personal situation, it's just more frivolous information that may be out there. And there again is where the experts, when you're talking to them and the questions get asked and the relationships are made, that you start figuring out really how to tailor And I think that's a key thing, how to tailor something specifically for you. Because as you and I talked earlier, we all don't fit in the same box. And we shouldn't. We really shouldn't.
Correct. Well, like to you, to your point, with the information, you're right. You almost have to be catch and release. Like if the information doesn't seem to be landing, if you're like, I don't know, this doesn't seem to resonate, you know, with kind of my situation, my scenario. I mean, different strokes for different folks, and that's okay. I always joke, literally always joke, that I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I'm a pretty strong personality. I have pretty strong ideas. And if I'm not your cup of tea, like that's okay, baby, right? Like it's okay because the information that I'm trying to disseminate is for a group of people that they, when they hear me, they're like, yeah, exactly. That's the part, right? And that's fine. And for the people who are not, that's okay too. And so you're right. I think that does come into a challenge that now that we have so much information, it can be a little bit of an overwhelm. And that's another thing that's stopping people besides shame is they're like, holy crap, man. Like I can go out there and I can hear all these different things. And how do I pick? And I, because I naturally like information, I naturally like to research, like that's my natural bent. I have a law degree. And one of the things I love most about law school was research. Like that's always like information and seeking out information, but it can be a lot, right? Like it can be kind of a little bit of an overwhelm. And so kind of stepping back, and it is where I encourage people to find experts, right? Like get enough information to get your feet wet, kind of figure out like, okay, what resonates with me? What path do I kind of sort of want to walk down? And then sort of finding people who you can kind of plug into that, because that is something that they will do. They will take that information and they will disseminate it down into a way that is very tangible, that's easily digestible, right? It's actually the entire reason I wrote my book, Mortgage 101, The Secret Sauce to Home Buying. I wrote it because I was like, look, people don't understand how this works. They don't and they get themselves in trouble because they just don't understand the big rocks. Like, let me lay out the big rocks, right? So you can either skim through it and like just read the parts that resonate with you. You can read the whole thing. You can just read the stories to see like how people kind of did it wrong and why it, you know, kind of negatively affected them in their life, like, whatever way you want to kind of absorb that information. But the aim here is to disseminate it down. And you have a lot of professionals that have that heart, like you wrote your book the same kind of way, that want to kind of help you get that clarity, that peace of mind, that you're walking down the right path and that this is where we should be heading.
Yep. And I'd like to tell people, I said, you know, we're all playing a game in this country, whether we realize it or not. And the first thing I say is, if you don't understand some of the basic rules, especially with money matters, you're losing. And I tell people, have you ever played a game you didn't know the rules to? Did you ever win that game? And the answer is always no, exactly. So I tell them, you know, the basic things is we've got four tax quadrants and three buckets of money. And as soon as you can understand that we as employees and small business owners, we pay the highest taxes. The right. Big business, 500 employees or more, pay a little bit less, but the investor pays the least. And as soon as we can understand how that works for us as a business owner or even an employee, it's a hard thing to get your head around, especially when it comes to investing. But understanding the taxable bucket of money, the tax deferred bucket of money, and the tax free, and I love tax free, right? For I think. Sure. That's something that people really miss out on because as an investor, you can really take advantage of a number of opportunities that are out there. I mean, you're in the mortgage industry, so you understand the 1031 exchanges and different stuff like that that can protect sure. people from that thing called taxes. And it's out there. And granted, you know, we may not like them, but it's just a fact of life. And as soon as we can understand the basic rules of that game and how we can use it to our advantage, because I do know this, the Master Tax Guide, about 98% of it actually tells us how we can save money on taxes, not how we're going to be spending money in taxes. And that's sure. where the expert comes in, you know, a tax professional who understands that book, who understands our personal situation, can help guide us through that better end, understanding the rules of the game.
For sure. Well, what a lot of people don't realize is, so I actually took tax law in law school.
Okay.
And the teacher, my professor, he was actually a tax attorney for the IRS. And first of all, I will tell you, I've never met anybody who could like quote like whole sections of tax code to you like this man. It was crazy. I was like, wow, bro, I'm so glad you were so passionate about tax code. Good for you. And also, what in the literal heck? It is so boring. I will be real with the tax code. But what most people don't realize is, first of all, the tax code is huge. Like, it's literally giant. I mean, I will never forget my book for that class. Like, I literally was like, what is this giant thing? Number one. And then number two, what people don't realize is, you have to understand how and why laws are created. So I'll nerd out here for a second with you about how this works. So I did take a class in law school called Legislation and Regulation, and it talked about how laws are created and why, and the way that judges actually look at the law when they're regulating them, right? So like when they're having cases and stuff like that, how that works. And so what's really, really interesting is that laws are actually created to have a lot of wiggle on purpose. And the reason why is they're supposed to flex to a certain respect with what is happening within society. So you're talking about the rules. So those are sort of the rules of the game. But what you have to understand about the rules of the game is that there is some flex here. There also is a lot of opportunity for loopholes and little kind of things that are written into them to be done. Because that's the other thing that's important to understand is that when laws get passed, you have to remind yourself that there is people on wildly opposite sides of the fence that are having to work together in concert to create these laws. And so what is so interesting is, imagine if you are with somebody that you starkly oppose on pretty much everything, and now you're having to get with them and come up with something that is supposed to get both of interest, you know, understood, right? Like, so it has to represent both of your interests. The only way that's going to happen is if it is a little bit on its face vague. And what I mean by that is, again, some wiggle there. Okay. And so what people have to understand is, not only is there rules of the game, but because of the little bit of the vagueness of the rules of the game, it allows, if you understand how it operates on the back end, for you to be able to stretch and use it to your advantage, specifically in financials, right? Because of the tax code or whatever. And so it's why they keep talking about how they're going to simplify the tax code. They're going to make it so simple and so easy. I personally don't know if that will ever happen.
I don't think
so. There's way too much money in it. You'd have to get a lot of lawyers to agree to a lot of things. And it's been my experience in the course of my career and dealing with my classmates and all of the lawyers that I've had the privilege and maybe sometimes not the privilege of meeting, you know, the kind of ways that they work, that will likely never happen. And it's because the game, it's not necessarily that it's rigged, but it is geared towards the people who know how to use it and know how to play it. Yeah. And unfortunately, the vast majority of the American public don't know how to do that.
And it's an entire industry, Jax, right? I mean, so when you think about plumbing or pipe fitting or electricians or carpentry, I mean, those are entire industries, shipping, even, you know, health services. These are things where people have built their entire lives and careers, bless you, entire lives and careers around. And when you think about it, there are still things that we have to understand, especially as working class Americans, because we're in it, man. They're taking that money out of our paycheck, whether we like it or not.
For sure.
And so this is where I love that you brought up that there's wiggle room. You know, there's these gray areas. I don't ever call them loopholes.
Gray.
Yeah. I don't ever call them loopholes. I do call it gray because I think it's understanding, you know, it's not black and white. Yeah, the book is black and white, but you're exactly right. That wiggle room allows us, if we just have some real basic understanding, and we are working with these professionals that understand how wide that wiggle room is, where they can guide us, whether we're a business owner, whether we're an employee, whether we're just an investor. And that's where the professional advice, the cost value factor that I like to have. Hey, man, if the cost and the value are equal or the value is greater, I like the idea of working with that person or that professional because they're giving me that value for a cost that I can palate. I mean, I want to be able to stomach that. So,
sure.
You know, that's where my financial process, there's 5 points on that star. And I start with my R time formula because I really want to understand my client. I really, everybody likes to call it the KYC, the know your client, right? And that's my R time formula. And my form in formula stands for family, occupation, recreation, because I want to know what you do for fun. And then your money, you know, the money is kind of the last thing, but money's just a tool. And that's what I really want to get people's head around. It's not just something we make and spend. Yeah, we got to make it. Yeah, we got to spend some to live. But we have to understand if we can take just a little bit and put it to work, and the younger we can understand that, right? Getting the millennials and, you know, I'm even starting to teach my 12-year-old grandson and my granddaughters, here's how money works for you. And I'm showing them the different vehicles that are available to get their head around it young. Because it took to my 40s till I finally, and I had to teach myself. I didn't really have anybody teaching me. Thank God for my wife that she drugged me into this trade, if you will. And she just, you know, I was pipe fitting welding. I was working at a powerhouse, for God's sakes, going to college at night to get my business management degree. And after about a month of dating, she goes, you know, have you ever thought about being a financial advisor? I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm a pipe fitter. I work on steel. I lead men.
That's so funny.
But she said, you know, you have something. You have something when you talk and when you speak to people that it resonates, that you're easy to understand, you're easy to talk to, and how you explain things to make it simple. I don't like talking over anybody's head because nobody cares about how smart you are until they know how much you care.
For sure. Well, I mean, that's why you see, and honestly, thank goodness for things like podcasts, YouTube, things like this, because there are so many people where forever we've been having to listen to the experts that do. They talk way above your head. They talk on a level where you can't possibly understand. And a lot of it is hubris. It's to make themselves feel self-important, right? Like I always talk about, like, yes, don't misunderstand. I'm a very intelligent person, right? I mean, I have a lot of degrees, all of the things. But for me, like, I have no problem laying myself bare, right? Letting you know that I'm a human being. I mess up just like everybody else does. And wanting to explain it on a level that you can understand. Because what good is it? How much am I helping you if I'm not disseminating down, explaining it on a level where you can actually understand what I am saying, right? And it's so important when you are finding your professionals that you're plugging into, when you are considering, you know, how and what path you want to walk down monetarily, whether it be, you know, how you're investing your money, what kind of career path you're walking down or whatever it is, right? Whatever intention you are meeting with. But the truth is that you need to find the people that sort of speak your language, you know, that have a clear understanding, but also you feel comfortable. Because when it comes to money, because psychologically, we put a lot of self-worth weight surrounding it, even though it is just a tool, even though technically it is a made-up construct, it doesn't even really actually exist. It doesn't matter. We have this thing. So there needs to be a level of comfortability between you and the expert. Because if you don't have that level of comfortability, you can't lay bare in such a way that they can really dig deep and help you, right? Because the truth is that unless you're willing to expose some of the, you know, the good and the bad parts of your life, right? Like just explain this, then it's really, really, really hard for that expert to do their job and to really help you at a level and be willing, you know, be able to go down all the paths and say, okay, you know, this is what I feel like is maybe going to help you the most. And I just think it's so important for people. And I love that that's the mindset and the heart that you come from and what you seek out, because unfortunately, so many people aren't like that, right? They are. It's like they're trying to be self-important and just talk at such a level. Or sometimes in fairness, like I sometimes forget that I have this problem. For a long time, I had a hard time understanding my customer's pain, not because I never experienced it, but because it was so far removed for me, right? That I was like, oh yeah, I forget that they don't know that, right? And you have to kind of bring yourself back.
So I really love that you're bringing that human aspect. And my dad used to say, it's just being a human being, right? It's just being a human being, because we all put our pants on one leg at a time. And I think the biggest thing that I want people to understand is, you know, if you work at a job with a 401k, you're investing. And I remember having a conversation with somebody one time, and he did become a client, but, you know, he was talking about his 401k and what he had in it. But then he was showing me this beautiful camper trailer that he had. And I mean, this guy could tell me the tire pressure, the gallons of water, you know, the air conditioning unit, the square footage. He could tell me everything about it. And I said, hey, how much did you pay for that? Oh, well, you know, I paid $15,000 for it. I said, how much is in your 401k? Oh, it's $500,000. I said, you told me more about a $15,000 investment that's going to decrease in value. And you can't tell me like two really solid things about a $500,000 investment. I said, dude, do you see something wrong here? And it's because we're working with, you know, the HR people. And remember, the people that actually work with these 401ks are very limited by law on what they can tell you, right? They basically say, well, here's the platform and what do you want to do? And you're looking at your buddy, seeing what he's picking, right? You know, what are you doing and why are you doing that? It's amazing the lack of education that's out there, the money that people are putting into these vehicles and not even understanding the level of inadequately operating with that tool called money for their personal future. And that's where, again, getting back to the experts, getting somebody who you can trust, because you brought that up too. Money is a very personal thing because we work hard for it and Absolutely. Or we receive it from loved ones or, you know, certain situations that we put our heart, blood, sweat, and tears into. And we want that to be preserved. It becomes personal. So if we do have that right individual, and I love that you said, you know, it's almost like a gut, you know, what's your gut tell you? And I tell people that all the time. I feel, you know, that that is a spirit talking to you, and pay attention when that's occurring, right? Because it's happening for a reason. Even though, you know, if the person you're talking to can't relate to you and your gut's telling you that, that's okay. There's a lot of people out there who can help you with your personal situation. It may not be this person, but there's that value factor. And that factors into it, right? If I can't relate to this person, if I don't feel good with this person, if something is off, that's okay. I'm not everybody's cup of tea either. I get it. Right? I don't have to be everybody's cup of tea, but the people that I am their cup of tea, my God, we're going to do some work. They're going to get some really good knowledge. And every decision that they're going to be able to make going forward when it comes to money matters is going to be an educated decision. See, it's not going to be a blind, I'm throwing darts at a board. We're doing things specifically for a reason because we understand the goals. We understand the difference between a tax-free bucket and a tax-deferred bucket. We understand the rules in the U.S. Master Tax Guide that will apply to them personally based on their tax brackets, the standard deductions, and understanding how qualified dividends and long-term capital gains can affect them in the taxable bucket, right? As well as distributions coming out of the tax deferred. So, you know, it's just understanding those basics that make me feel good when I see people. And I tell everybody right out of the gates, you're not going to get it the first time we talk. You're going to understand it and you're going to feel good about it. I said, but it's going to take, you know, and that's why I tell people, don't talk to your financial just once a year, your financial guy. Don't talk to him just once a year. Have something where you're talking to him quarterly, maybe monthly, right? And even if it's just to say hi and how's things going, I'm good with that too. But what you want to do is create that relationship. That way, as time is going on and you keep hearing things over and over and over again, it really does start resonating and clicking and hitting home. So you do understand when you are making financial decisions, it is an educated decision.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your home ownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
Yes, absolutely. No, and that is so important. And, you know, I think it's funny you're bringing up this gentleman who was so passionate about his camper or travel trailer, right? And I think that's something, though, that a lot of people also aren't doing is they're not leaning in to the alignment of where there are certain aspects where we could maybe be doing something a little bit differently with our money, with our resources, flesh out some of these passion projects to maybe use some of these buckets, you know, tax deferred type things, looking at things from a different vein, from a different standpoint. And so oftentimes I struggle because, again, we're all told, okay, you know, you go to college and then you get out and you get a, you know, you get a job and then, you know, make sure you're putting plenty of money in your 401k and then make sure you're doing this or whatever. And the truth is that that doesn't always fit everybody, right? I mean, I'm not saying not to invest wherever you want to invest. And oftentimes like the match of the 401k itself, right, is worth kind of doing at least some investment too, right? But I've had some very interesting conversations with some other individuals about how Wall Street in some ways is a little bit pitted against the average American because they don't understand how it operates. They don't understand, you know, how it works and who's getting rich and wealthy off of this, but Wall Street, right? And then not only that, but they're not thinking it enough through. So what happens is when they should be either investing more money in the market or just leaving it and ended up being in a hold pattern, this is when they freak out, they pull money out, like they actually have the money work against them. And so a lot of times I think that this is a lot due to not understanding how it works, right? Not understanding how, you know, not understanding alternative forms of investing. Like I did an episode with a, and it wasn't for my channel, it was for her channel. And we talked a little bit about women getting into investing and we're talking about real estate specifically. And I said, you know, now there's so many unique options. Like you don't have to be the one, if you don't want to be a landlord, right? You have no desire to like go out and like buy a house and, you know, have an investment property and take the money. you can choose something different where you're going in with a lot of people and you guys are jointly buying maybe like an apartment complex or storage units or things like this, right? Like other vehicles where you are an investor in it and you own a portion, but you're not necessarily wholly responsible for the house, the maintenance, the all the other things or whatever. I'm like, not to say that the traditional way is not good. It is. It can be very lucrative. And you know, like you talked about the 1031 exchange, like there's a lot of you know, benefits here. But people should understand that now more than ever, there's so many different options and choices, vehicles you can place your money in. You just have to really be diligent about understanding what it is you want, right? Like in your mind's eye, in a perfect world, what does that alignment look like, right? What kind of life do you want to live? And I think the bigger factor in money besides, yes, we're not as educated as we should be, but the good news is we do have the tools right at our disposal and things like that. But the bigger thing is that no one, not Ron, not me, not any expert you talk to, can tell you what you should do with your own life.
Right.
None of us can tell you what your intention should be, and none of us can tell you your alignment. I mean, if they are telling you that, then in my mind, they're doing you a disservice because Absolutely. You have to sit with your own thoughts and know what you want and know what it's going to look like, what's going to make you feel like you've arrived, right? Like that. And I can't tell you what that is.
Well, and I'm so glad you brought that up. I mean, that is what it is to be American, right? That's why I served almost 24 years in the military. I did 4 active Navy, 4 active Coast Guard, and then 16 years Naval Reserve. So I worked 2 jobs for 16 years. I am a working class American, right? But if you think about, and this is where the third point of my 5-pointed star is, it's their goals, right? We have to understand what people's goals are and get them educated on the options based on what their wants and needs and desires and visions are. I think, and that's where I love that individuality. And that's why I really like working with working class Americans because, you know, when you look at the big picture, Jax, a lot of people don't think there are people in the financial industry that want to help them because they don't have, you know, $1 million or whatever. I mean, I can tell you, I've got a 8-year-old kid that came in with his parents that wanted to talk about, you know, investing or doing some different things. And I'm actually excited to take his, you know, $50 and say, hey, dude, let's look at this, right? And I think that's what gets lost. In fact, I had a newspaper gentleman that when I first released my book, he read my book and he goes, Ron, you're different. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, well, you know, most financial advisors, you have to have this minimum, but you basically take anybody. And I'm like, well, yeah, how else are people going to learn unless you take those people and walk them, take them by the hand and literally walk them step by step by step to the process. They'll never get to a million because they'll be too either undereducated and intimidated, as you said, because they'll feel that, well, you know, I'm not there yet. You know, we're all there because we're making money. We just don't know what to do with it. We all know how to spend it, and most of us overspend it, you know, That's where, you know, they've got people out there that can help us with that and get us out of that debt, because that's a monkey on your back that we really have got to keep at bay. We really do. And, you know, I want to help those people. If I can help them figure it out, that's great. Again, I can refer them to professionals that I know that will help them do that. But I really want to do is get the people that really want to take the tool called money and put it to work for their hopes and dreams and future and understanding things like the Secure Act. So when they go to pass that money on, they realize how they're going to affect the heirs if it's not a spouse, how that's going to personally affect them in their tax realm. You know, again, I don't give tax advice, but I do have to know it, right? And I work with the professionals that will give them that advice. So again, I think it's very important that people understand that somebody like me is not out of reach and just talking. We don't charge nothing to talk, right? I mean, that's it. Let's have that conversation.
Well, I was going to say, I think that some of the overspend, and this is just my personal opinion, is because we do not feel as a society fulfilled. We have for so long been trying to check the boxes. We have been trying to fit in a box we don't belong in. We have been trying to do the financial correct things, whatever that is, right? Whatever society is driving. And some of that is cultural dependent. Some of that is area dependent, right? So like the area that you're living in or growing up in, et cetera. But the reason that my podcast is called Financial Mastery Simplified is because mastery is not what somebody else defines it. It is what you define it as. It is you stepping back and asking yourself. And I think that a lot of the overspending, the just frivolous kind of whatever that we're doing to kind of get the dopamine hit, right? To kind of make ourselves feel better. I think a lot of that is coming from, we haven't really sat down and asked ourselves, what kind of life do we want to live? What are the terms? What does that look like? Right. And I'm not going to pretend that it's going to happen overnight, that you're going to walk outside and once you've had the aha, that a rock's going to fall out of the sky and just give you what you want. Okay. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is there is a point where sometimes you aren't even making as much money as you once wanted to make, or you're not even doing some of the things that society has told you is like the gold star of, you know, success or whatever, and you will still feel a deep, sated level of fulfillment, right?
Fulfillment,
that is like literally like in your core. And I think that all the things that we've been talking about sort of relate to that, right? And so with the education, I encourage you to take the time to take the self-awareness, to step back and ask yourself hard questions, because the truth is that none of us, no matter how well-intentioned the experts are, right? Ron and I are super well-intentioned, but if you don't know where you stand, then you're just going to be ultimately checking boxes that don't belong to you, trying to force yourself in a box in which you don't belong. And that isn't what's going to help you, your future. Again, like we discussed, money is just a tool. It's not the end all, right? And you have that availability. And so I have absolutely loved this conversation. It's such a fun thing for me to get to talk with other experts who feel like I do, who, you know, want to just be there and help other people kind of achieve the level that they want to achieve, whatever that looks like. And Ron, I think that there's something you wanted to offer the audience. So I'll let you kind of speak to that at this point.
Well, I do. You know, I did write a book called A Blueprint and Financial Guide for the Working Class American. And for the first 10 people that want to reach out and just have a discussion with me, and be sure to mention Financial Mastery Simplified, you will get a free book from me. You know, I think it's very important to get this information out. That's really why I wrote this. And it's written in a very simple way. It is available on Amazon. It's available on Audible as well. I have a great guy that reads it, and it's 2 hours and 22 minutes. It really is as simplified as you can get, but I think what you'll find is it will help you, and I love, Jack, what you said. It will help you start being honest with yourself about the direction that you can go, right? You are not stuck in a box that somebody else may have put you in. You get the opportunity to be who you are.
Yeah, and I love that. Well, thank you so much for being your guest. And if you guys want a free PDF copy of my book, we always make sure that's either in the show notes or in the profile link. So please make sure that you get access. We always try to provide you guys great resources, as well as excellent professionals like Ron, who give their time, their expertise to help you bring that awareness, right? And so that you can achieve the financial mastery that you have always looked to and for. Hopefully this episode of Financial Mastery Simplified was helpful for you. And we look forward to seeing you again soon on another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified.